Chapter 21. Marco squeezed the inside of Eugenie Rose's splendid thigh. Not at all sexually. Well, perhaps just a little bit sexually, but mostly out of the greatest of good spirits, because after all this time of sick fear, the work seemed to be leading to the conclusion which they had dreaded they would never be able to find. "Hey," Eugenie Rose said.
"What?"
"Don't stop." It was after midnight, and it was Marco's dinner break from the unending games of solitaire, from the examinations of Hungarian Charlie, the bookmaker, and the young dumpy blonde, from the number systems and symbol systems, and Marco knew the end was in sight.
"This time tomorrow night, oh boy. I'll have lunch with Raymond tomorrow, then a little solitaire, then a nice long chat about the good old days in Korea, and a few Russian and Chinese friends of ours, then a few suggestions made to crumble up their systems and mechanisms forever. Sort of removing the controls, ripping out the wiring, and lady, it's all over. All over. All done with. Done.
Finished.
Completed.
Through.
Mission accomplished.
Check." They were in an all-night restaurant on 58th Street, and when he wasn't clutching her hands, Rosie nibbled on cinnamon toast as daintily as a cartoon mouse. Marco was shoveling in large wedges of gooey creamed chip beef and humming chorus after chorus of Here Comes the Bride.
"That's a pretty tune you're humming. What is it?" she asked.
"Our song."
"Oh, Benny boy. Oh, my dear Colonel.